Hello there, science fans. This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio. In 1953, James Watson and Francis Crick announced that they had deciphered the three-dimensional structure of DNA, the genetic material in cells. They used measurements from X-ray diffraction studies of DNA by Rosalind Franklin. They built a model of the three-dimensional structure of DNA. They discovered that a DNA molecule consists of two long chains of sugar and phosphate, like the sides of a ladder, with paired nitrogenous bases, like the rungs of a ladder. Adenine pairing with thymine and guanine pairing with cytosine. Twist the ladder and you have a double-stranded helix, like a spiral staircase. It was soon found after that the sequence of three bases along the length of the DNA codes for a specific amino acid, thus specifying the sequence of the amino acids that will be joined together by the cell to produce a specific protein. In 2001, researchers announced they had deciphered the sequence of DNA bases of the DNA in a human cell, the human genome. Now, researchers have developed a technology known as CRISPR/Cas9, genome editing, that can make specific changes in DNA and essentially deliberately edit the genome. CRISPR has enormous potential for dealing with diseases at the DNA level. What could be better than having a CRISPR DNA? This is Marv Druger with Science on the Radio.
Dr. Marvin Druger is a professor emeritus of biology and science education at Syracuse University. Catch Science on the Radio Wednesday evenings at 8:35 p.m. right here on WAER.